Hi, we are learning Baal Sulam's articles, Time to Act.
Yes, this is a short article of Baal Sulam, but nevertheless a very important one.
Time to Act. For a long time now, my conscience has burdened me with a demand to come out and create a fundamental composition regarding the essence of Judaism, religion, and the knowledge of the authentic wisdom of Kabbalah, and spread it among the nation, so people will come to know and properly understand these exalted matters and their true meaning.
Yes, meaning he wants to compose something fundamental, serious, that will be kind of a foundation to the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
Previously, in Israel, prior to the development of the printing industry, there were no fallacious books among us relating to the essence of Judaism. As there were hardly any writers among us who could stand behind their words, for the simple reason that, in most cases, an unreliable person has no renown. Therefore, if by chance one dared to write such a composition, it was not worthwhile for any scribe to copy it, as he would not be paid for his labor, which, for the most part, was considerable sum. Thus, such a composition was doomed from the start. In those days, knowledgeable people, too, had no interest in writing such books, since the general public did not need that knowledge. Quite the contrary. They had an interest in hiding the matter in secret chambers, because it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. We were commanded to conceal the essence of the Torah and the work from those who did not need it or were unworthy of it, and to not degrade it and display it in shop windows for the lusting eyes of the boasting, because thus the glory of God demands us. But ever since the printing of books has become popular and writers no longer need scribes, the price of books has been reduced. This has paved the way for unreliable writers to publish whatever books they please, for money or for glory. But they do not take their own actions into account and do not examine the consequences of their work. From that time on, publications of the aforementioned kind have significantly increased, without any learning or reception mouth-to-mouth from a qualified Rav or even knowledge of earlier books that dealt with this topic. Such writers fabricate theories of their own empty shells and relate their words to the most exalted matters. and to thus portray the essence of the nation and its fabulous treasure. As fools, they know not how to be scrupulous or have a way by which to learn it. They install their faulty views to generations, and in return for their petty lust, they sin and make the nation sin for generations to come. Recently, their stench has soared ever upward because they have plunged their nails into the wisdom of Kabbalah, not minding that this wisdom has been closed and locked behind 1,000 doors to this day, to the point that no person may understand the true meaning of even a single word of it, much less the connection between one word and the next. This is because in all the genuine books that have been written to this day, there are but clues that barely suffice for a knowing disciple to understand their meaning from the mouth of a wise and a qualified Kabbalist sage. And there, too, the porcupine rests and lays and hatch and brooded in its shade. These days, such conspirators multiply and make such delights that disgust those who behold them. Some of them even go as far as to assume the place of their leaders of the generation, pretending to know how to sort through the books of the first sages and tell which of them is worthy of studying and which is not. Since it's filled with fallacies, and they arouse contempt and wrath. Until today, the work of such scrutiny had been limited to 1 or 10 leaders of a generation. And now, the ignorant abuse it. Therefore, the public's perception of these matters has been greatly corrupted. In addition, there's an atmosphere of frivolity, and people think that a glance at one's leisure is sufficient for the study of such exalted matters. They skim over the ocean of wisdom and the essence of Judaism in a single glance, like that angel, and draw conclusions based on their own states of mind. These are the reasons that have prompted me to go out of my way and decide that it is time to do for the Lord and salvage what can be salvaged. Thus, I have taken upon myself to reveal a certain portion of this true essence, which relates to the above matter, and spread it in the nation.
Yes, this altogether is his short article from Barasunam, that he proceeds and to the series of articles like what we see that he wrote, the giving of Torah, Matan Torah, the Arvut, and such articles, where he wanted through these articles to explain in a simple but true way, which is not simple, to any person that would want, what really this true approach, the correct approach of Judaism to nature, to the world, to man, to be upon us. So all those articles that he wanted to write, just like he writes in another place, up to 50 articles that he wanted to write. So he wrote this introduction, Time to Act. Questions? None? Okay.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Истинные книги содержат только тонкие намеки.
In the true books that we only have slight clues. So how can you even determine that the clue here is pointing to this?
We cannot both read and be in criticism whether we understand or don't understand correctly. But as much as we are in the right environment that can establish us correctly each time, more and more, then from that degree of stability of ours in that new state, we understand what we're reading. And it all depends only on the environment. Because a person does not stabilize himself in anything. Imagine to yourself that a person is born in some field, I don't know where, in the desert, let's say. So according to how he was born, that's how he understands his world, relates to what he hears, etc. Here we are in a certain new environment, not completely natural. Therefore, to the extent in which we're dependent on this environment, we receive discernments from it, values. Accordingly, we look at the world. And this way, we look at every person in the world. No matter where a person is, he is nourished from the environment, and according to the stability and establishment in the environment, he understands his life. His life, nature, the purpose of life, that's how it happens.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Here
it says, until today, only one out of ten who were leaders of the generation, and everyone was doing whatever was good in their eyes.
So when they had the greatest of the nation that understood in nature and the upper force and talked about these things and feel the way they were for many generations. And from the time of the development of the print, let's say 500-600 years ago, then everything began to be cheaper. You can print books, and accordingly there was a certain disregard of books and writings of different kinds and who writes them. Until now, you can walk into a store and there's 1,000 miles of books, whatever you want, you can take. And from the most serious things to the simplest things, ones that are wrong, those that are right, and how do you know what and what not. And it's all before you, and no one can decide whether you should read it or not. Whereas here he says that the greatest of the generations would decide that this, yes, we read, and this we don't read. And altogether, they wouldn't even buy a book. A book was, do you know what it was, let's say, until, 300 years ago? Yes? Then, for Kabbalists, I read in the books, a Kabbalist had some shelf, let's say, and on the shelf he had two or three books. That's it. Today you walk into any person that studies Torah, he has a wall of books.
Yes.
And then it was so expensive that altogether there were a few books, two, three books, but it was enough for him in order to connect through this to spirituality. He didn't even need all the Shas, the Mishnah, all those books. He didn't have it before him. But from giving himself to these books through them, he would discover spirituality, the relationship of the Creator towards people, not in quantity, but in quality. That's what the matter is here. And today it's completely different. Nikolaev, Sochi.
Раф, вот два момента. Вот первое про то, что вы сейчас сказали. А вот у нас же...
There are two points here. The first one is about what you said here. Also, for us, it turns out we've got plenty of books in the Zohar, and Tus, and all bunch of different kind of sources that are in our generation. And still, we still need a lot of books in order to have connection with the Creator.
I don't think we need a lot of books, because all the things that are written in most of the books, you need to attain in your entering spirituality. So all that you need, you don't need a lot of knowledge, a lot of corporeal knowledge to fill your head with all that's written in the book, like you learned, let's say, in the university. And you had to fill your book with all kinds of bits of knowledge. But rather, you need to open your heart. And then, what enters the heart, as it's written, the heart understands, then from that you begin to understand the upper system, how it's operating upon you, and how you need to connect to it. That's the whole thing.
Just also one point. Balaslam says that he wants to save these foundations, true foundations of Judaism. And Balaslam and Rabash, they were also intellectuals. They were very scholarly, really respected within their environments. Did they have such a period where their friends, where their books also were valued? Or is it only these?
Only a few people would come to what Barasalam writes about, and Rabash altogether wouldn't publish anything. It was after he passed that I published and printed his words. That's it. No one was even interested in it.
Я имею в виду, что они там были же и судья, там раввины.
I mean,
no.
There was like a great judge there.
ידועים, הם לא היו מכובדים.
Even they were known, they were respected. They were not respected in the eyes of the religious Jewish society because they engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is forbidden. It's forbidden for religious Jews.
Baron, Latin 11.
Latin 11.
Buenos días, Rav.
Good day, Rav.
Fue la sensación común de muchos amigos de mi deseo.
There's a common feeling of many friends in my 10 that to the extent in which they connected in the convention and tried to experiment and feel later they understood better the writings of Kabbalah. Question, is it correct to go from the feeling to understanding?
Yeah. Yes. If a person is impressed, it also helps him to greater understand to a deeper degree. Yep. PT
25.
I'll ask in English.
I never understood why did Rabash still keep all of the religious customs when he himself understood that it wasn't necessary. And he also, had his students, and you do keep all these customs.
Because until a person enters into spirituality, truth, he doesn't know exactly how to behave correctly externally. And therefore, worthwhile for him to continue in those same customs that he was
Godel,
that he grew up with. They weren't against it. Besides these customs, there's like a slight clue about spirituality, not by the way you dress or whatever you're doing, and then you attain spirituality. But there's root and branch. We'll talk about it.
Another question? Then why today are we seemingly against it, that it doesn't help anything?
We're not against. We aren't obligating anyone to do anything. That's it.
I mean, if there's something that helped him, but now there's nothing in that helps us, yes?
I answered you. Each one can dress how he wants. Each person is free to act however he wants. Like people from the outside. The main thing is, where is a heart and mind of a person? Write this down in front of you so you don't ask again. The main thing is, where is the mind and heart of a person? PT6.
He writes here in the article about the writers that are irresponsible with their words. My question is, what is our responsibility in dissemination to Israel and the humanity?
There's this thing, okay, we're writing, we don't write the books of Kabbalah, we just translate them. We translate these books of Kabbalah to all different kinds of language, Bala Salam and Rabash. And what we write from ourselves, we write about the wisdom of Kabbalah, not even about Kabbalah, like around it. Where it's clear, where it's from us, it's from... It's for this... the wide audience, in order to bring them a little bit closer.
What's our responsibility here in this point?
Our responsibility is, however much we understand that it can bring a person closer to Kabbalah, we do it.
Another thing he writes at the end of the article, that after it's the time for the Lord to do to the Lord to salvage. What's our time to do right now?
In everything that we write, in everything that we do, all of our actions, everything we do, we want to explain to people what the purpose of life is, what's the purpose, and what we need to engage in. All right,
Rav, can I ask a question?
Bala
Sulam writes that once, because the books were so expensive, there was a certain protection from all kinds of false things to be spread in them. And today we don't have that anymore. You see it today. It doesn't even cost. It's all on the internet. What protects today the world so that people won't follow all kinds of nonsense?
People understand. They'll understand more and more how what's relating, what belongs to truth and what not. It's from above, not by some external definitions, how much a book costs or whatever. Oren, I recommend you read it again.
A Time to Act. For a long time now, my conscience has burdened me with a demand to come out of and create a fundamental composition regarding the essence of Judaism, religion, and the knowledge of the authentic wisdom of Kabbalah, and spread it among the nation, so people will come to know and properly understand these exalted matters in their true meaning. Previously in Israel, prior to the development of the printing industry, there were no fallacious books among us relating to the essence of Judaism, as there were hardly any writers among us who could stand behind their words, for the simple reason that in most cases, an unreliable person has no renown. Therefore, if by chance one dared to write such a composition, it was not worthwhile for any scribe to copy it, as he would not be paid for his labor, which was, for the most part, was a considerable sum. Thus, such a composition was doomed from the start. In those days, knowledgeable people, too, had no interest in writing such books, since the general public did not need that knowledge. Quite the contrary. They had an interest in hiding the matter in secret chambers, because it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. We were commanded to conceal the essence of the Torah and the work from those who did not need it or were unworthy of it, and to not degrade it and display it in shop windows for the lusting eyes of the boasting, because thus the glory of God demands of us.
Anything to ask about what we read until now? Go ahead, please. PT-35.
Thank you very much, Rav. The question is, where did this disregard come from? This disregard to all these writings and books, because on one hand we say we want to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, but on the other hand we see that outside in all the networks you can buy 3 books and 100 shekels, 3 books and 10 shekels, whatever, and the value goes down. So where does this whole disregard come from?
Are you talking about Kabbalistic books or just in general?
Altogether, also Kabbalah books, but mostly Kabbalah books, because you see today that on the shelves there are so many books, each copies and pastes, and so where did this all come from?
This, at the end of the day, needs to be revealed in the whole general correction, which we'll get there in a second. Until then, we need to try as much as we can to disseminate. Yeah, spread it out. We too, whenever we have, you know, these specials, special deals, and we basically give away these books almost for free.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. When you wrote your first book with Rabash, what drove you? And how did Rabash understand it correctly? He said he supported you.
Yeah, first of all, when I wrote my 3 books, I wrote them while Rabash was still alive, and I spread them out as much as possible. I would also even give them away for free to stores and to, you know, individual people as much as I could. That's it. And afterwards, after he died, then I wrote my fourth book. Something in Russian. Maybe Attaining the Worlds Beyond. And this was already a while after he had, a long while after he had died. And that's how I advanced. But for sure, from all the books that I wrote, even today, as much as we're writing and disseminating and printing, there's no profit, rather a loss. Everything. I don't think that we're breaking even.
Но вы хотели именно истинную Каббалу вот передать тогда, когда вы начали писать.
You wanted to bring the true wisdom of Kabbalah when you started to write. You found your teacher and you wanted to share this.
Well, for sure, I wrote. Yeah, those first three books I wrote according to what I understood from the Pticha. Well, the main thing was Pticha and another few articles next to that, which were From Time to Act and Matan Torah, giving a Torah, Arvut. That's what I have in all those books. Yeah, and from that, a lot of people came. And then I went to the radio. I spoke there at the radio stations, and that's how people came.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, about the verse, the glory of God to conceal a matter, can you talk about the permission that the wisdom of Kabbalah has to get involved in the flow of life of people?
Today, everything is open. No restrictions about the writings of Kabbalah. No one can say that this is forbidden, this is allowed. No one can say that this is truth or this is lies. There's no kinds of people who can determine these things. And so we're in this, like this open market. You see that your Berg can, you know, enter in with all of his red strings and all those kind of things. Whatever. Endless. In a long while, that you have the Zohar and the interpretation. That's how it is.
Another smart question. When we look at the general state of the world, then it's clear that there's a necessity to everything we learn to advertise this. But when you look individually at people, when you converse with them, so it's kind of like what we're learning is big. It's a kind of it's involvement that is.
Yeah, it's clear that it's difficult for us to approach the modern person and start speaking with them about Avut and the correction of the world and the purpose of creation. It's not for him. Of course, he's have many different things, thousands of different things that before it wasn't like that. A person would wake up next to his chicken, next to his cows in his field. His little business, and that's what he had in life, and he had plenty of time to think about something. Today, you can't. They're confusing your brain with all kinds of, well, different kinds of this knowledge or this wisdom, and the world around you. It blocks everything. Yeah, correct.
How to relate to this simple person when there's this simple person that I'm disseminating to, I'm talking to him. How to relate to him kind of in a gentle way? What does it mean to be cautious with him or responsible towards him?
You need to enter into his mind, to his heart, to understand him, and according to that height, to that degree, speak to him. You can't do it any other way, and you can't approach it any other way. You've got to try to do good to a person. Don't kill him with all of your, with all your knowledge, whatever you know. Gradually, like a baby, we lower them onto them, this, this education. That's how we should relate to the regular person. With love. Next, Oren.
But ever since the printing of books has become popular, and writers no longer need scribes, the price of books has been reduced. This has paved the way for unreliable writers to publish whatever books they please for money or for glory, but they do not take in their own actions into account and do not examine the consequences of their work. From that time on, publications of the aforementioned kind have significantly increased without any learning or reception mouth-to-mouth from a qualified Rav, or even knowledge of earlier books that dealt with this topic. Such writers fabricate theories of their own empty shells and relate their word to the most exalted matters, to thus portray the essence of the nation and its fabulous treasure. As fools, they know not how to be scrupulous, or have a way to which to learn it. They instill faulty views to generations, and be return, and in return for their petty lusts, they sin and make the nations of, for generations
to come. Yeah, no one's here is responsible for, like, taking this book and saying, hey, go, take this book, spread it around 1,000 people. No, today there's nothing to even talk about. Then he was there in a time where there was just newspapers and books. These are the things that a person would be able to take. And today you've got the internet, radio, television. You've got the air is filled around a person with all kinds of ideas and knowledge. Opinions today, it's a completely different time. And
recently, their stench has soared even upward because they have plunged their nails into the wisdom of Kabbalah, not minding that this wisdom has been closed and locked behind 1,000 doors to this day, to the point that no person may understand the true meaning of even a single word of it, much less the connection between one word and the next. This is because in all the genuine books that have been written to this day, there are but clues that barely suffice for a knowing disciple to understand their meaning from the mouth of a wise and qualified Kabbalist sage. And there too, the porcupine nests and lays its eggs and hatch and brooded in its shade. These days, such conspirators multiply and make such delights that disgust those who behold them. Some of them even go as far as to assume the place of the leaders of the generation, pretending to know how to sort through the books of the first sages and tell which of them is worthy of studying and which is not. Since it is filled with fallacies, and they arouse contempt and wrath. Until today, the work of such scrutiny has been limited to 1 in 10 leaders of a generation. And now the ignorant abuse it. Therefore, the public's perception of these matters has been greatly corrupted. In addition, there is an atmosphere of frivolity, and people think that a glance at one's leisure is sufficient for the study of such exalted matters. They skim over the ocean of wisdom and the essence of Judaism in a single glance, like that angel, and draw conclusions, each based on their own state of mind. These are the reasons that have prompted me to go out of my way, and I decided that it is time to do for the Lord and salvage what can still be salvaged. Thus, I have taken upon myself to reveal a certain portion of the true essence which relates to the above matter and spread it in the nation.
This is actually such a heartfelt plea to everybody that he sees how much the wisdom of Kabbalah is just buried under millions and millions of books and who knows. And who knows what other kinds of other media that it'll never reach humanity. And then humanity won't be able to reveal it. And the Creator will have to do it through wars and problems and great troubles, the natural disasters. And Baal Sulam really cared. He really cared that the wisdom of Kabbalah would reach people in a beautiful, nice, easy way. And as much as he tried to hold himself, he understood that he has to write. And also, though, he had to write, and what did he write? He wrote, what, three of these articles? And that was it. And then they said, no, you can't. They forbade him to do it. He wanted to write 50 articles, like Matan Torah and Avot and others, so. Wasn't able to. They closed the print shop. And nothing else left it. So we will end here for today. I hope we understood the message here that of time to act, and we'll continue it and other things. Good luck to you all. All the best.
Before we conclude, two announcements. This coming Friday, September 2nd, the study hall at the center here in Petah Tikva will be open for all those who are interested in participating. Participation is for men and women from 18 years and up who study in the Bnei Baruch study circles. The students from the Point in the Heart need special permission from their instructors. There's going to be a hummus meal right after. You need to register. A link will be sent out. Registration for that will end on Thursday at 6 p.m. You won't be able to enter the meal without paying in advance. Second announcement about our broadcast for today. At 12 noon, afternoon lesson with Dr. Leichtman. We'll conclude with a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come. Puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.